February 14th, 2011, a day celebrated in many places as the Day of Hearts, Valentine's Day. Here in Oroville, it's another Monday morning, time for news, announcements, some music, and interviews. The weather, partly cloudy, high of 28 degrees Celsius, easterly winds 14 kilometers per hour, heat index of 29, and tonight the temperature drops down to 22, with winds southwesterly 8 to 14 kilometers per hour. The 4th Oroville Marathon took place yesterday. By now, this annual event is anticipated amidst recreational runners in India as well as abroad, as seen by the increasing number of runners. Almost 1,400 runners of various ages participated in various categories. Hear now Paul Blanchefleur, one of the Orovillian participants.
So what motivated you to do this? What is it about running that turned you on to do such gigantic tasks?
Well, I went to a marathon 3 years ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I just went to watch, and I was so inspired by the event.
Oh.
I thought it was such a great event that Oroville organizes, and it was such a beautiful thing. You know, like there's all these people from all over India, and there's such a nice fraternity and a nice atmosphere that I just wanted to be involved. As a kid, I was sort of ran, but I never ran long distances, no? I was always a kind of a sprinter. Yeah, and I've been training for 3 months. With Andy and Ing-Marie and a few other Orovillians. They have a training program, so on some days I would train with them, other days I would just train myself. So I was running 3 times a week in order to prepare for this, if you know what I mean. Well, it was amazing, because when I started, I just couldn't imagine that I would run for 4 hours. No, and it was kind of extraordinary. And then with the training, though, you slowly build up. It's a really good... It's a really good lesson for life, you know. You can start off with something that seems impossible,
mm-hmm.
but with sort of training and persistence, you can achieve it, if you know what I mean? Because it certainly seems really daunting when you start.
Right, right.
And actually, when you actually start the race yesterday,
yeah.
You kind of feel quite confident. You think, I can do this. You know, it does definitely get difficult when you're running the marathon. I mean, I was surprised how difficult it was. See, there's the feeding stations, no, where you can stop and you can walk through and drink a glass of water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you don't really want to stop.
You may not start
going again, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you definitely keep walking. You don't really stop. You keep moving.
Keep the momentum.
You get towards the end of the race, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Then it gets a bit tight.
Would you say this is something that anybody could try at any time?
Yeah, you can do it. You can try. Now you start, you do a smaller race.
Mm-hmm.
You do a smaller run, you know, like you can, 10 kilometers is a target that can be set for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then 21 kilometers is, you definitely need to train to run 21 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but you know, if you can, 1 year you do 10 kilometers, the next year you do 21, and then the next year you do nothing, no, or something like that. That's sort of what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's because you set yourself challenges, and next year I'll do it again, but try and do it a little bit faster.
This is so much the speed. Winning, that's not the thing. It's
right.
The endurance, to just do it and endure and
yeah.
Get to the end.
Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, I ran the whole thing with Andy from Certitude, right?
Yeah.
And he's run a couple of marathons before. And it's great running with someone else, you know, because you share energy at that point, you know. You know, at times when you start to think, oh, I'm not sure I can do this, you don't say anything, but you sort of look across at the other person and they're still running. You think, okay... He's still running, I'm going to still run.
Okay.
And so, you know, and we just ran at a speed that we're both comfortable with and ran the whole thing together and finished together. So actually, as a thing, it was, you know, a community thing or whatever you want to call it. It was also a terrific thing, you know. You can see that you can run, you don't necessarily have to run as fast as you can, or you just choose someone to run with or find people to run with, and you run as a group, and it's a good shared experience, you know?
Right.
To help each other.
Right. This is indeed a good thing for the life. It's a great thing that we have it now in Oroville, no?
Oh, it's amazing. And running through Oroville, you realize how beautiful Oroville is.
Mm-hmm.
You realize what a jewel in India Oroville now is, this sort of emerald jewel that sits there. And you run with these people who are all from Bangalore, Bombay, Delhi, you know, and they all say, wow, you know, it's such a beautiful place you guys run in, you know. I mean, they were finding a little park in the middle of the city or a campus of a university to run around.
Uh-huh.
For me, I get such a sense of the beauty of Oroville.
Uh-huh.
And so, sort of, you know, you really think, oh, wow, Oroville's worth protecting. No, Oroville's really worth working
for. You're here.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful place.
Right.
It's such a beautiful place to run. You know, you can run around the forest. You can run 20 kilometers pretty much in the forest, you know. It's just awesome.
It is.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's great. It's a really wonderful, you know, you think, wow, this is a great event that Oroville organizes. I mean, there's a lot of people that do a lot of work to organize it, no?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really well organized. And there's so many volunteers that come out and stand by the side of the road at sort of from 5 o'clock in the morning, they're out there setting up their sort of feeding stations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's brilliant. It's brilliant that everyone's out there contributing. The cyclists are out there sort of supporting you. Everyone's just brilliant. I mean, it's just a great event that we should just keep doing and trying to get more and more people to get involved. No?
I'm sure we will. It's on the map, definitely. Hey, Paul, thanks so much.
Today, Savitri Bhavan opens a photographic exhibition, The Supramental Transformation. This exhibition presents Mother's work of supramental transformation, Sri Aurobindo's writings, both poetry and prose, and Mother's reports on her experiences bring an explanation of the tremendous changes that we see today, and which Sri Aurobindo called the supramental descent. The exhibition runs through Sunday, the 6th of March, daily, including Sunday, 10 to 5. Of all the movements, the one that gives perhaps the most joy, an unalloyed joy, untainted by egoism, is spontaneous gratitude. Gratitude is certainly, of all the movements within the reach of human consciousness, the one that draws you the most out of your ego. That's from The Agenda, Volume 4 of 1963 of The Mother. Well, you've been listening to Oroville News with Marlenka on microphone, in studio, Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom. Feel free to contact oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.